Welcome to the Early Accountability Podcast hosted by Kimmy Walker. Kimmy has a track record of serving as a behavior change and improvement catalyst for individuals, groups, and organizations. Get ready to make the best version of yourself a priority. Now welcome Kimmy Walker.
Welcome back to another episode of the Early Accountability Podcast. Kimmy Walker here, your host. Wanted to come to you all today on the Early Accountability Podcast and just give some tips for just how we might handle this time of the year. We're kind of inching towards the end of summer. Some students are going back to school. So some parents are definitely getting their kids ready to go back to school. I know me and my job, just working in the school setting, this is kind of the beginning of the year, quote unquote, for me. So it can be kind of overwhelming and, you know, just kind of shifting and going from a more relaxed kind of time to getting ready, making moves, making transitions. But I think that's important because regardless of the time of year, when we're getting ready to go into like maybe new goals or new endeavors or stay consistent with things, there may be those shifts or we may feel a lot of overwhelm. So I just wanted to talk and give a few tips to how we could deal with overwhelm or how we could kind of just stay sane when there's like a lot of things that we need to do at one time. And I think one of the first things that I think is really important when it comes to overwhelm is just kind of notice our anxiety or our anxiousness around the situation or what we're doing or what we're needing to implement. Noticing our thoughts, being aware. I talk about it all the time, just being aware or accepting how we feel or what we're going through. I think that's such an important thing. Awareness and being able to kind of claim things, it really does help us dominate it and move past it because we are able to say, okay, this is kind of what's going on or this is what I'm feeling right now. So the next thing I wanted to talk about was, especially when we're starting to like go or we're getting into more busy seasons of the year or more peak times, we're often doing a lot of multitasking. And multitasking essentially is just doing a lot of different things at one time. We may need to streamline those things or we may need to cut certain things out. We may need to combine tasks. Sometimes we're just stretching ourselves thin for no reason. Sometimes we're doing a lot of things that are meaningless just to say that we're doing them. We're in a lot of activities that we don't necessarily need to be in. We're in a lot of groups or have made a lot of obligations that don't necessarily mean much to us anymore. So I always say, look at your tasks and see if there's things that you can combine. See if there's things that you can get rid of. See if there's ways to streamline things. If you're maybe like kind of taking yourself all the way out of the way for no reason. And just looking to see if you really still need to be doing everything that you're doing. Kind of tying into that, into multitasking, I think it's important to talk about next just asking for help or hiring help, just kind of getting things out the place, hiring people to do certain tasks. I think that's not talked about enough, especially for me with the different ventures that I've dabbled in with organizations, things that I've created, my private practice, being self-employed, liking to do things again in fitness and wellness. I had to outsource a lot of things in order for me still to be efficient. Even though there were some things that I could and can do, I do not do them because it's not a very maximum use of my time. One, it may take me a lot of time to do it. Two, putting those tasks on my plate stresses me out. And three, I might not even be the best person for that task. So if I can outsource and pay somebody else to do something, one, that they're really good at, one, they're probably efficient at because they're doing more of it, that takes that off of my plate and that allows me to do more of what I'm good at, but also to have some time to just be able to function and not be overwhelmed and to be able just to produce more of what I'm good at, but also to have some time to rest as well. So in addition, like when we say streamlining your multitasking, you might need to outsource some things. And sometimes that can be really difficult for some people. I think especially when we're talking about like back to school and parents, and there may just be perceptions that there are certain things that you should be doing. as like a parent or for your children, and you just may need a little bit of extra help. And it's not a bad thing, but sometimes we just have to accept that this is going to make us be more efficient and effective overall in multiple parts of our lives. Another thing to, I'd say, concentrate on when it comes to just dealing with overwhelm or those times that we're having a little bit busier peak times in our lives is, as always, and I say quite frequently on the show, is just to practice mindfulness, to make sure that we have some time each day where we just kind of pause and we don't have to do. And finding that time for you, it may vary from day to day, whether that's first thing in the morning or first thing in the evening, during your lunch break, a quiet time when you're during your commute, when you may be in the car by yourselves and you just maybe turn the music off and you're just in silence and you're just kind of there and you're able to be. These moments are so critical for us, just us to allow us to have some time to pause. But I believe it gives us much more clarity when it comes to planning and execution if we can just learn to still our minds at times. I also believe it helps us gain the clarity that we need to make sure that we're on the path that we want to be on, like I said, to make sure that the things that we are doing and are participating in or are trying to start are truly meaningful to us, or things that we have to do or we need to do, but just to make sure that we're in alignment with where we're actually going and we're not just aimlessly doing things or aimlessly putting more on our plates than we have to. So I believe the pause is very, very important. As always, I always talk about writing things down and being clear. Sometimes we're not aware of how many different things we're actually doing. I know for myself, when I got into business, went into self-employment, I really wasn't as aware of how many things I was doing until other people would say it. So when I needed to get like a biography written for myself or things of that nature, or there was work that I had to get done for me or my website, some of the people would come back to me and be like, oh my gosh, you're just in so many things, or you're just doing so much. And I'm like, huh? You know, and when more and more people said it, I started to really write down all the things that I was in or doing. And I was like, oh, wow, I am actually really doing a lot. So sometimes we're not even aware ourselves of how much that we are or are not doing. So I definitely just jot some things down so you can look at it and see when you have some clarity. Hopefully, these tips will help you during this time of the year. If this is a busy or a peak time for you, back to school, if it's not, just hopefully these tips are, you're able to apply these somehow to your life when it comes to streamlining things and dealing with overwhelm or just those peak times in life where we just kind of have a lot of different things that are pulling us a lot of different ways. As always, thank you so, so much for tuning in to the Early Accountability Podcast. Until next time.
It was a pleasure to have you join us on this episode of the Early Accountability Podcast with Kimmy Walker. Be sure to visit earlyaccountability.com to sign up for the Early Accountability newsletter. We look forward to activating your greatness and helping you reach your goals.